MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, with thoughts of spring today. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first up, Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back, Bill, once again to talk Red Sox baseball.
All right, Andy. And boy, there's a fever around Fenway Park, I believe, right now. And share the latest exciting Red Sox news for us.
Well, you're going to get a thrill out of this one. Red Sox team president Sam Kennedy says that season ticket renewals are up 4% from a year ago. It's now at 88%. Overall, about 1.4 million tickets have already been sold for 2024. That's about the same at this time a year ago. So there's a lot of positive spin by Sam Kennedy for the upcoming season and people getting excited for Red Sox baseball.
All right, that has to mean there's a pennant in our or at least World Series in our future for 2024.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Just get ready to purchase those postseason tickets.
2004 and now 2024. There you go. All right. All right, Andy, what else do you have for us for Red Sox news?
Well, the Red Sox made a couple big signings since last we spoke. Well, maybe not that big. They've signed pitcher Michael Fulmer to a minor league contract. Fulmer will miss the entire 2024 season after having Tommy John surgery.
Oh, man.
Fulmer was the 2016 American League Rookie of the Year with the Tigers. Red Sox also signing former Yankees reliever Lucas Litchi to a minor league contract. So a couple names to throw out there that you'll need a scorecard to figure out just who they are, but that's what the Red Sox have done since we last spoke.
All right, I'm thinking that Michael Fulmer will be a name that's going to be in and out of my brain. I'm not going to remember that if he's out the whole year. Oh, man.
You won't be the only one, Bill, that's for sure.
Okay. We'll have to, yeah, this show, this will be a forgettable moment in the Baseball Insider podcast. Other notes, Andy, for us?
Well, former Red Sox pitcher Corey Kluber announced his retirement. The two-time AL Cy Young Award winner spent 13 years in the majors, pitched for the Red Sox last season, finishing up his career with a record last year of 3-6 and a 7.04 ERA. Definitely not the way he wanted to wind up his career, but still someone else in Red Sox history that came through Fenway Park.
Well, as big as all of that news that you just shared with us is, Andy, I think you've held the biggest story until now. So what's up today with the Red Sox?
Yes, believe it or not, today is the day. Spring has arrived, unofficially, at least up in our neck of the woods. But pitchers and catchers have their first workout today in Fort Myers at JetBlue Park. Everyone get excited. You'll obviously see all kinds of coverage of this on the local news throughout the day. So this is a big day as we get closer and closer to opening day, but it has to start somewhere. It all starts today.
Yeah, I did watch one television newscast this morning. They had a guy, a reporter, let me put it that way. I don't mean to be demeaning. Good guy, standing outside of Fenway Park. They didn't send him to Fort Myer, but they don't usually do that maybe until next week anyway. But and they'll be down there again this year for sure.
Well, a few short years ago, Bill, you know those reporters were down in Fort Myers on days pitchers and catchers arrived at camp. So things are definitely changing.
It's funny, even with the ticket sales renewals up, they're not going down the TV stations. Well, go figure, Andy. This is your territory, but I can't figure it out. All right.
Yeah. Don't buy the spin, that's for sure.
All right. So the spin is on. Andy, what else can you spin off for us here?
Well, first full squad workouts are set for the Red Sox coming up on Monday. Then the first exhibition game set for Friday, February 23rd. That's against Northeastern at JetBlue Park. First official spring training game set for Saturday the 24th in Sarasota against the Orioles. And speaking of tickets, Sam Kennedy wants you to know that tickets for opening day through now July 31st are on sale at the box office at Fenway, or you can log on to RedSox.com. If you want to get ready for opening day, just to let you know, the Red Sox open the season with a 10-game West Coast road trip. Those are always fun for the Red Sox. It's on March 28th against the Mariners. Opening day at Fenway, April 9th against the Orioles.
All right, so that's not bad. I don't know if have they ever started the season with a West Coast road trip. I don't remember that, but
They have a few times in the past. I do recall that. So it's not a first. I don't know if it was a 10-game trip to start the season that early out on the West Coast, but they certainly have started a few games out there in the past.
Yeah, usually you could play on the road, and then maybe two series max, but you'd be back home to catch all the opening day excitement that is always prevalent at the first week of April or so. But yeah, so that is going to die down by the time they get home. All right, Andy, you know, I can't believe I'm looking at the script here, if you will, and you have some NESN notes for us.
Yeah, so back to covering information from NESN. You want coverage of the first workouts of pitchers and catchers today? Well, tune in to NESN at 6:30. It's the first show of the season of Red Sox from Fort Myers. Don't miss it.
6:30 tonight. Must watch TV. All right.
DVR if you won't be home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we got to set that. And will that be on every night at 6:30 now, Andy? I mean, why not give them a plug if it is? I mean, what the heck? It's not whatever, you know.
It could very well be. I honestly didn't look ahead in the schedule of their programming. But obviously, I think they do a bunch of programming from down there at the beginning of spring training. So we could say it is. Just check your local listings.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news notes. I know we're catching you early in the week here, but what else do you have for us?
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred recently announced that the average attendance last year was up 2,500 to 29,295 a game. He also noted that there were 11 weekends last year in which games drew 1.5 million fans. There were only five such weekends like that in the previous 2 years combined. So obviously there is some positive spin, back to that word again, around fans clamoring to Major League Baseball with the rule changes and whatnot and shorter game times. So attendance obviously up, and like Sam Kennedy's saying, tickets are being sold at Fenway, so there must be something to it.
You know, that's interesting. You know, I'm not convinced, though, that there's a correlation between the two. I think there could be, for TV viewership, there's a correlation with the faster games and so on. But I do wonder if it if that could have translated so quickly to fan attendance. I mean, I'm not knocking. I mean, I think that's a great stat for baseball, and congrats to them.
Yeah, so it could very well be. Who knows what the real reason is, but I guess if attendance is going up, that's a good thing.
All right, with the pitchers and catchers reporting today, what can you share any more insight on what you're looking at maybe to learn tonight at 6:30 on NESN or other nights?
Well, I guess it's just to see how this team's really going to shape up in terms of who's going to be in the starting rotation, because they've added Lucas Giolito as their, quote, number one starter, but there's still a mishmash after that who's going to round out the next four spots, how the bullpen's going to shape up. Are they going to add another outfielder? There's been rumors for the past, seems, month now that they're going to add another right-handed bat to the lineup for an outfielder. That hasn't happened, so we'll have to see when the first full squad workout comes up on Monday if they've added another face to the roster. So a few questions still out there. Hype, obviously, is not high, so we'll have to just kind of grin and bear through that first show of Red Sox and Fort Myers today and see what they're trying to sell us.
Yeah, it reminds me, I'm kind of hearkening back to my childhood when the Red Sox were in the 60s now. They would go down to Winter Haven, and they were not a good team at that when I first started following the Red Sox 9, if you will. But yet there was always this kind of little hype on the Red Sox in spring training, but who knows? Maybe I wish them a lot of luck this year, though.
Absolutely. We'll see the sun down in Fort Myers today with the video footage of what went on at the workouts. We'll feel all warm and toasty inside. It's freezing up here, so it just gives us some hope.
Yeah, and all the snow we got yesterday, at least a lot of that's gone with the arrival of spring training workouts beginning today. So that's good.
There you go.
All right, Andy, great talking with you. You have a great week, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill. Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.